And Jason Kanz is where he belongs on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I think the thing about you that I just, you know, always it felt like, you know, you could see it in social media or just knowing you, it was just like you were one of those guys who would do one of those quizzes like, hey, this is what I think and feel about things. How do you guys feel? And I always felt like it's like, this guy should be on the radio. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I certainly enjoy our time when we're on in the morning.
Yep. So, yeah, you don't have to worry. I don't have Raisin Bran socks on today, though you seemed to handle that pretty well yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I think you should be able to do you. Yeah. Like I said, I don't think I would wear Raisin Bran socks. But,
right.
You know, it's interesting, though. Somebody got me some vegetable socks a few years ago, and I have avocado socks, but I've never actually eaten an avocado. So I'm wearing socks that I don't know that it's something I can necessarily support.
You've never even, I mean, we've covered the never eaten an avocado. Like, I mean, you've never had guacamole?
Never had guacamole. Never tasted an avocado.
I mean, whenever you see it out, I mean, it's never like you just, I mean, you've been in a room with guacamole.
I have, yeah.
And you just always pass it by?
I always pass it by, yeah. At this point, it's become something of a conversation piece, so I don't even know if it would be wise to start it at this point.
And I mean, people, I went through a period where, I mean, you can have a little guacamole and maybe some eggs or something. I mean, it's really yeah. healthy for you.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I hear that it's really good for you. So I don't know if I'd like it or not. Maybe someday I'll discover it. Maybe that should be part of my 2024 is trying avocado.
I think so. So yeah. I have my word already picked out for next year. Do you?
I haven't. You know, I've been really slow on that this year, and I don't know what has been holding me back. So I don't think it's going to be avocado, but
no.
we'll see.
I think it's a lack of avocado that's holding you back.
Are you going to share your word of the year, or are we holding off on that?
Yeah, I don't mind sharing it. I mean, it is okay. A little early.
Yeah,
yeah, it's. Yeah. I want my word to be curious. So
curious. That's uh-huh. a good word.
Yeah,
I like it. Yeah, I'll have to think on mine yet. I don't. Yeah, like I said, I haven't given it as much thought as I normally do by this point.
I mean, I think between the both of us, I mean, even as I was thinking of you and when I was walking the dogs yesterday, so there you go. There's our brother bond. But, I mean, I'm just like the word love. And I was kind of, of thinking of like maybe in this segment, the best 5 minutes of the day, we need to try to come in and out with songs about love. That may be a little bit much, but... we have Patrick Mayberry, How You Love Me. He's going to exit us here this morning, so that'll at least start
that's
that. But yeah, I think of our friend Larry Crabb. I mean, he was curious. I mean, he was curious with his kids. His kids on his birthday, I mean, he would ask them, you know, just a bunch of questions, and he'd take notes every year, and then he presented them when they were, like, in their 20s. Like, these are all your answers over the years. I mean, he was just way more curious than just about anybody I ever met.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll admit that always made me feel a little bit, I don't know about ashamed is the right word, but I'm like, boy, this guy's really going above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And, but certainly an encouragement to kind of press in with curiosity towards other people.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just remove it for you. I think I did it. You know, I took his questions 1 year to Evelyn. I took her out. I mean, this is like a couple years ago. And then I recorded her answers. But then, I mean, I never got them transcribed. Or, you know, whatever. It's... Yeah, it's a lot of work to do it, much less to carry it forward.
For great idea. Yeah.
Well, and I think of you as very curious. I mean, why else are you're reading and learning and learning and growth, right? It's about curiosity is huge, hugely important.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got to be willing to learn and grow throughout our whole lives.
And as we're with others, I mean, the big thing is to be curious about them. So,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, so, yeah, I'm going to go with curious is my word for 2024. The thing is that the older you get, the more it's not like I can just roll off for you all the words I've had, you know. So,
yeah, I've lost track of a good number of mine other than Ludio. And I think gentleness, which was my first time. So
the good thing is that we've got years of podcasts now stored up that we can go back and check. All right. We've got today. We're sticking in Luke, at least today, Luke 2:39 and 40.
Yeah, it says, when Jesus' parents had fulfilled all the requirements of the law of the Lord, they returned home to Nazareth in Galilee. There the child grew up healthy and strong. He was filled with wisdom, and God's favor was on him.
And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he writes this about those two. Having observed the traditions of the law, the new family returned home to Nazareth, where Jesus grew up under his parents' care. He worked with Joseph, learning carpentry and what it meant to be a faithful Jewish man. His mother taught him about gentleness and compassion. He grew in wisdom and knowledge through his study of the scriptures. I was always with him, surrounding him with my grace and love. Final thought.
You know, you had mentioned love earlier, and I think this idea of Mary and Joseph each showing Jesus their unique ways of loving. And again, the idea of being surrounded by grace and love, I think that's something wonderful we can offer to others.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You bet. Jason Cairns here. Well, Dawson and I co-hosting the show yesterday in Caleb's absence, and we recapped our holiday weekend a bit, but welcome back, Caleb.
Yeah, it's still strange to feel that it's Wednesday this morning. I've gotten it right so far, but yeah, it is a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Wednesday.
And, yeah.
Good to have a little bit of extra time off with family, too. So, yeah, we've got one more Christmas celebration coming up as we head down to southwestern Iowa over the weekend. But really enjoyed the time with a lot of family in the same place, which, again, as you get older, that gets harder and harder to happen. And so really enjoyed just spending time with family, watching the kids play, all the cousins play. A lot of great food to be had as well, a lot of treats, and the charcuterie boards that my wife and my mom and my sisters made were really, really impressive. So almost looked too good to eat, but got to learn a new game called Terraforming Mars that was rather complicated, but and I think my brother-in-law knew that, so he was a little easy on us too. So he didn't even
okay.
win. He didn't even win the game. My big brother won the game, but it was an interesting game. And again, some of those complex games when you feel like, hey, I've got time. We've got snacks. We've got time, and we'll learn this. And again, the kids were just so excited to be able to hang out with their cousins. So that was, I think, just some of the best memories of the elongated Christmas weekend is just seeing all the kids playing together. And we've got, you know, a lot of babies in the family and a lot of kids of the same age as well, too. So, man, they went hard. And so that was just a joy to see. And then yesterday was my family's just our own little Christmas. And it was just a nice day. Of course, the kids opened the presents and they did their gingerbread houses and such. But just a lot of quiet time at home as the kids were playing with some of their new toys. And I got to do my favorite thing, which is just sitting in a comfortable chair with blankets and reading a book.
Nice.
That doesn't happen very often, too. I think over that weekend, I just put my phone somewhere and kind of intentionally forgot where it was. And with the stresses of this job and the stresses that I put on myself, I think just saying, I'm not going to think about work at all was just really something that I needed. So
need to unplug sometimes.
Yeah. So that was good. And I've got the phone 6 inches away from me now. So back to reality, I guess. But for a few days, it was good to break from that.
Nice. Hey, I got to play a modified version of the game you gave me, Throw Burrito, and with my 4-year-old niece, Hannah, and all you do is just throw the burritos at each other.
The 4-year-olds sometimes have the better way of doing that.
Well, as the year winds down on a Win It Wednesday, we have a challenge for you. We've got names in the news from the year gone by. You might hear a voice, you may hear a laugh, you may hear part of a song. And you've got to tell us those voices. And I guess, Caleb, probably what seems to work best with this, we did it a week ago with Christmas movies, is, share what you know. Share your knowledge and work together as a team.
Yes. So, again, you don't have to wait to call in until you can name all half dozen of these. If you know one or more, go ahead and call in and tell us what you think is in there. And we will let you know if they are in there or not, right? So 715-723-2555. And a very great prize, again, as we wind down WWIB's year 50, our guest for our 50th anniversary celebration back in August was Jason Gray, and we've got a phenomenal album from him that we want to give to one of you.
Yeah, it's Order, Disorder, Reorder, which is one of his songs, and so you've got 18, can you believe it, 18 different Jason Gray songs. You and I both would love to win this.
This is a great album.
Yeah.
Great album. 715-723-2555. You're waiting for it. So again, Havo, there are 6 different names that folks will have to name.
That's correct.
Names and in the news.
That's what we're calling it as we wind down 2023. Let's see if we can get it this time or if it's going to take us all morning long.
Here we go.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
I think we're going to have to hear that again right away. Here we go.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
6 names in the news in the past year. You need to name all 6, but start out with just one or two if you think you know them. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555, and again.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
How many of those can you name?
723-2555, 723-2555. You know, some are easier, some are harder. Even Bingo's got a free space, but you got to work on the other ones.
There you go. I've got my guesses on the free space there.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
All right, we'll have our first guesser in a moment here. Again, one more time for you.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
All right, let's go to the phone, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
Hey, Vicky.
What do you think, Vicky?
Number 4 is Tina Turner, and I can see number 5, but I can't think of his name. So that's as far as I can get right now.
All right. Is Tina Turner in there, Halvo?
She's in the mix. She's not number 4, but she is in the mix, so I'll acknowledge that.
All right. Thank you, Vicky. So, again, one of the 6, Vicky's helped everybody else out with 1/6 of what we need. And eventually, we're going to need all 6 in order for you, but 715-723-2555.
Maybe I need to clarify, because there's a voice, then there's a laugh. The laugh is a separate person.
Separate person. So, again, there's 6 in here.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
Yeah, there we go. That's 6 right there.
There we go. 6 of them again.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
And Vicky has correctly identified that Tina Turner is in there.
Yeah.
So, again, 5 more to figure out. You're going to have to name them in order as you mull on that, ponder on it, chew on it a little bit.
Win It Wednesday, round 2, names in the news as we wind down 2023. We've got 6 of them in this 6-second montage, and your chance to win a terrific CD from Jason Gray. It's 18 songs on order, disorder, reorder. Caleb and I would love this.
So, again, 715-723-2555, the number to call, 723-2555. Name as many as you can. Again, usually with this game, it takes a little bit, and you've got to help each other out. So don't just hold on to the knowledge. If you've got it, share it, 715-723-2555. There are 6 in here. Take a listen.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
We need all 6 in order eventually, but if you can just pluck out 1 or 2 and name them, do it. All right, here you go again.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
715-723-2555, 723-2555. We did have 1 named correctly last hour, Halvo.
Yeah, and I guess Vicky and Eau Claire followed up on the listener line at 396-1670, and she identified Tina Turner as the 5th of the 6, so that's fine.
All right, so Tina Turner is in there. Mm-hmm. So again, that's kind of your free space here. But what others are in there out of 6? Here they are again.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
All right, somebody ready to try it? 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Troy from Holcomb.
Troy from Holcomb. All right, name what you can, Troy.
Number 3, President Biden. Number 5, Tina Turner. Number 6, Harry Belafonte.
All right, Halvo, that's 3 in there.
He's got 3 correct.
Fantastic. Troy from Holcomb, we were halfway there. 3 out of the 6. Well done. All right, think about it and call us back. So let's play it again as we identify these.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
So we knew that Tina Turner was number 5. But now, again, for folks who are listening, he identified 2 more.
Yeah.
As well in there.
Tina Turner passed away this year. She was 83. Harold Belafonte died at the age of 96. Joe Biden, the president, was the one laughing in the middle of that montage.
All right, so three out of the six. Let's hear it again.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
Three more, and then you've got to name all six in order. 715-723-2555. Again, Vicky from Eau Claire and Troy from Holcomb helping everybody else out.
I'll give you a hint. I mean, the other three are all from the political world, so I will say that.
All right, so think politics for these other three.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
Maybe we got to go till 8:45. I don't know.
You may need to think about it. 715-723-2555 when we next give you the cue to call. But barring that, let's get back to the music. A great Christmas song from Francesca Battistelli from her Happy Christmas album. If you missed it on social media, she just announced that she and her husband are expecting baby number 7 in the coming year. So congratulations to them.
Win It Wednesday, a third try to identify the six voices in our Name the News contest as 2023 winds down.
We're going to give you another shot at winning that album from Jason Gray with a lot of tracks on it, 18 in fact.
Yeah, order, disorder, reorder. It's great.
So, 715-723-2555, names in the news. There's a half dozen here, six of them, three have been identified if you've been paying attention. So we need the last three. Now, eventually, we're going to need all six of these in order for you to win. But three of the six have been identified for you. And Havel also gave the clue last hour that the remaining three were all in the political realm.
That's right. Yeah. This whole thing is a mixture of, you know, politics and the entertainment world. And so we've got three out of the six. Let's hear it again.
All right.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
Troy and Holcomb got three of the six, and so what about the other three?
Let's name them.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
We need numbers 1, 2, and 4, and I knew 1 and 4 were going to be the hardest. I am really surprised nobody got number 2 yet.
Yeah, we kind of thought off the air that that was sort of the free space that, you know, everybody would say, well, yeah, I've heard that voice a lot. 715-723-2555. And again, you don't have to name all of them at once. If you think, hey, I can name one or two more, go for it.
Yep. But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
Otherwise, if you guys don't get this, Caleb and I will just co-own this CD and share it between the two of us.
There we go, because we would both really enjoy this. Order, disorder, reorder from one of our favorite artists, Jason Gray. Let's hear the six again.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
I think my future montage will have just people laughing, and you'll have to guess.
There you go. Name the laughs. Name the laughs.
Maybe it'll make us laugh Monday sometime.
There you go. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where you're calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Hi, Todd from Rice Lake.
Hey, Todd.
I think I got number 2.
All right. Todd from Rice Lake, he thinks he has number 2. Who is number 2?
I think that's Donald Trump.
Is that Donald Trump?
I think you're right.
You are right. So four have been identified. Can you name any more, Todd?
Just those other. I wrote them down. Donald Trump, President Biden, Tina Turner, and Harry Belafonte. I don't know what the other 1 and 3 are. Or 1 and 4.
Yeah.
1 and 4. Those are the hard ones. Good job, though, Todd, because, again, you've got us a little bit closer. Think about it. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
I can give some hints on 1 and 4.
Sure, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, one really probably made his most news this year for leaving his job, his particular title, and another still heads up, you know, he's the head of one of the significant cabinet departments in the Biden administration. So there's some big hints.
Those are some big hints.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
Four of those six have been identified. Listen to it again.
But now?
No, no, no.
The intent is there.
And I got to say, Caleb, I'm not really inclined to pass this on to tomorrow. I'm kind of like, if they don't get it, they don't get it. And then we would give the answers.
Yeah, maybe at the end of the show, we'll give the answers and nobody gets it.
And then we'll go ahead and this will be a prize for another day.
There we go. So All right. Oh, I was going to say we would keep it ourselves.
Yeah,
I guess
well, that sounds good to me. No, I'm trying to resist tearing into it.
All right. Well, if we don't get the answer before the end of the show on or off the air, then we will just let you know so you don't have to be in any suspense going into the new year.